You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batson with Joseph Sternberg in London. He was with the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He writes political economics, and he recently penned a column about Xi Jinping's campaign for a third term. Now, in the People's Republic of China, this is not vote tabulating. This is the party either agreeing unanimously or the turmoil begins. Question is, the turmoil that's preceded this expected third term for Xi Jinping sometime in the fall of 2022 is unprecedented. The pandemic, unprecedented. The economic slide in China, unprecedented. They don't use the word recession in China. And the security challenges, such as most recently a provocation of the new prime minister in Australia, or provocations along the Himalayan frontier, or persecution of bankers and marketeers who are fleeing Hong Kong because the city's crushed, or the genocide practice in Xinjiang. All of those are part of Xi Jinping's re-election campaign. Joe, I come to you because we're looking at what ordinarily, no, what epically would be considered a complete failure. And yet, I do not see in your measure that there is doubt that Xi Jinping will win a third term, something not done since the revolution. Does this in any way challenge his authority in his third term afterwards, Joe?
This is going to be a really interesting phenomenon to watch because, I mean, sort of the political background to this is that, especially after Deng Xiaoping's rule, the Communist Party in China developed this, tradition or even this policy that a president would serve for two terms and then it would move on to someone else. So Xi Jinping has come along. He is nearing the end of his second term, so he's been in power for about 10 years now, and is hoping that in a series of party meetings in October, they're going to bless him for a third five-year term, which would be very unusual. It would be breaking with this precedent that the party has been trying to set. And it would really be a sign that he is consolidating his personal rule. And yet he is doing this against the backdrop of all of these really unprecedented economic problems. I think that, not since the 90s or the 2000s have they had a series of economic crises that are quite as bad as they are right now, partly because so much of it is just domestically oriented. I mean, the most recent time before this in 2008, 2009, I mean, China was dealing with the consequences of a global slowdown, but it was a problem that had happened somewhere else. And there was a sense that the Chinese economy itself was generally pretty healthy. And, with the interesting sort of collision between the politics and the economics here is that this time a lot of China's economic problems are homemade. It's things like the dynamic zero COVID policy that's leading to a bunch of these, wildcat shutdowns that happen, and then you don't know how long a large section of the country is going to be in lockdown. It's very destructive to the economy. You have all of these problems in the property market that the party has to deal with. You have this new hostility to private business. What they really need is to change course in terms of economic policy, and it's hard to see how they can do that without some kind of political change. And yet they're not going to get the political change.
The lockdowns, clearly a failure. because we're told the Sinovac and Sinopharm, the two vaccines that were produced by China early on in the pandemic, quickly, and then distributed around the world in a kind of diplomatic shakedown of poor countries. That was not or is not effective against Omicron. The Chinese people know this. I'm not looking for the Chinese people to challenge Xi Jinping. It's just that he's across the board a uniform failure. However, with strongmen, Joe, there's always a moment, and the moment is succession. Do you hear any talk about succession? Presuming he wins his third term, he's 68 years old. Is this meant to be an indefinite third term?
Well, as far as I can tell, people don't seem to be looking that far down the road yet. And, you know, I think that it's also notable that even now there don't seem to be any particular alternatives emerging. I mean, you occasionally hear rumors in some parts of the media about whether there might be conflict between Xi's faction and any other factions in the government. But I mean, really, there doesn't seem to be an awful lot of evidence that that is anything more than kind of a vague rumor. I don't think that there's much of a sign that there's fire there. And so that does raise this interesting question about the longer term, because if there was going to be, you know, any kind of opposition or a desire for a non-Xi Jinping succession plan, you would have thought that this would be the time when it might emerge, precisely because this is when, you know, someone would be minded to try to discourage him from going for a third term. And so I think that part of the phenomenon is that he has made very good use of his first 10 years in office to tamp down on any potential challengers.
One possibility, Joe, is that as you explicated in your column in the journal, what's wrong with China and what only elections could fix, that is a choice by the people of a government that has problems and can solve them. One possibility of this explication is you're making it clear to all the other nations who've been led to believe that China has a superior system, that it's not superior at all, that it's the same old dictatorship. Or am I being too ebullient about that possibility?
No, I mean, I think that really again, sort of this really interesting collision between the politics and the economics here is that, I mean, if this were happening in a democracy that China was experiencing the kind of economic problems it is, the democratic solution to that would be that you would have your next regularly scheduled election, the incumbent party would get shellacked, and then that would sort of provide both the excuse and the means of executing a policy pivot. I mean, even if the incumbent doesn't necessarily get kicked out, I mean, in American politics, how often do you have a midterm that goes very badly for the incumbent president, but then offers that incumbent president an opportunity to change policy course?
Every two years is the answer, Joe. Go
basically
ahead.
It happens every time we have a midterm election.
We have 30 seconds. Is she going to be stronger or weaker after his third?
I think he's going to end up being weaker because he's not going to have an opportunity to execute that kind of pivot. In fact, the problem is that so many of their mistakes, like the dynamic zero COVID, have become enshrined as part of Xi Jinping thought precisely so there won't be a pivot.
There's a new leader in Germany. There is a troubled leader in London. When we come back, they're both challenged and troubled by the same thing, called the cost of living. We call it inflation. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.